Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Proud of the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl Group here in 2018-2019. Back-to-back Lincoln Trail Conference champions. And we're talking with the senior Kira Anderson. First up, congratulations. Nice going over the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Well, tell us about kind of the setup in winning the Lincoln Trail Conference title. What were the keys, I guess, to victory? Probably everybody stepped forward and were on their A game, so to speak.
In Scholastic Bowl, it really is a lot about teamwork because every single member of the team needs to do their part in order for everybody to advance onto the next round. Max Santiago is a very good player with toss-ups, and he often takes charge and will help us
get to the bonus questions.
Get to the bonus questions where everybody's very good at communicating, helping. A lot of us also are buzzing in during toss-ups, but it's a lot of teamwork in Scholastic Bowl. It's really a team sport.
Yeah, what does it say about the back-to-back conference titles? That's pretty neat, and defending regional champions too.
Yes, that is an extremely large honor because that's, I think, the first time it's happened in a very long time, if at all.
So your strengths and weaknesses for Scholastic Bowl would be what?
For me personally, for
yes,
the team.
Yes, for you.
For me personally is just having confidence and buzzing in, even if I know the answer.
Is there one area where they say, we're glad we have Kira Anderson here because she's good in this area?
I have a lot of random knowledge and buzz in on a lot of pop culture questions. Botany, they like to have me for, and health science is another big one that I'm pretty good at.
So what about the shortcomings in Scholastic Bowl? You probably don't have any, right?
I am not the best at math when it comes to Scholastic Bowl. The time restraint is actually very hard on me for math. I'm good at it. I just need a little more than 30 seconds to do some of the problems.
Yeah, that is pretty tough. So take us through, like, how does it, you speak toss-up question. So how does, explain to our listening audience that may have never been to a Scholastic Bowl competition, how it works. And you can say, well, come on down. You can come to a Scholastic Bowl competition and watch us compete. But tell us how it works.
So in a Scholastic Bowl meet, there are toss-ups and bonuses. The toss-ups are pretty much a free-for-all. Anybody on either team can buzz in. So if you buzz in and get it correct, it goes to the bonus question, oftentimes in the same category, where we are able to answer those bonuses. The team who gets control of the bonus gets to answer it first. If we get it incorrect, it rebounds to the other team, and then they get a chance to answer that same question if we got it incorrect.
So how many rounds are there? Does it vary from event to event?
From event to event, yes. It depends on how many teams are there. Our Thursday night Scholastic Bowl meets are oftentimes triangulars, so we play two different teams and sometimes have a bye round in between or before.
And then as far as like the LTC setup, that's like a bracketed type of format, or how does that work?
We play every single school, and then at the end, whoever had the most points, if there was a tie on wins versus losses, then they're the winner. But we went completely undefeated in all seven rounds, I think, throughout
the
game.
Wow. Man, that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. All right, so your love of Scholastic Bowl originated how long ago? When did you know you really wanted to get involved in this stuff?
I wanted to start it in seventh grade, but I was afraid to ask my parents because I knew that the practices were at 6:30 a.m. I was afraid to ask them to drive me down to Joy at 6:30 in the morning. But I actually joined in eighth grade, and I had a ton of fun with everybody in it, and I knew as soon as I started doing Scholastic Bowl that I wanted to do it throughout my high school career, and I'm going to be looking into doing Quiz Bowl in college.
Awesome. Well, good for you. So give me something where you've done this, so this is 5 years for you now, including eighth grade. So, like, give me one, like, I don't know, moment for you where, whether it be a toss-up question or a bonus question where you're like, man, I got this. Take that, everyone. Is there, like, one of those aha moments that stands out for you?
every single year since eighth grade, there's always been a question where the answer is energy, and I've gotten it every single year, and I always sometimes doubt myself. I'm like, it can't be energy. We had this question last year. But every single year since eighth grade, I've gotten that question.
So the question is what then?
The question is, it's a different layout each time, but normally it's like how work is performed or...
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. So your expectations now moving forward. So you'll win the conference title, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you said Monday is the...
Monday is regional. Regional. Yep.
So a little bit about moving forward and getting ready for the regional. And I assume you're hoping to defend the title and repeat as regional champs.
Yes, I really hope we're able to. And I think we are... We have a very good chance of advancing onto sectionals and hopefully state. So sectionals would be this coming Saturday after regionals, and then state would be the next Friday.
Yeah.
So
hopefully Mercer County's at state.
Hopefully, yes. We were knocked out in the last round of sectionals last year against Riverdale, and I think they won their conference this year, so we might be going up against them this year for our last round of sectionals.
Yeah, and their coach, I know, is a Mercer County native, Jim Campbell, who is a former Westmer teacher. So your college plans have been decided, right? You told me off the air going to Iowa State already, made that decision.
Yes, I am going to Iowa State. I have accepted my application and am going to major in animal science with a possible minor in horticulture.
Awesome. All right. So tell me about, I saw a picture. So how many kids are on Scholastic Bowl high school wise? It looks like a big group.
On varsity, I think there is 14. And then on JV, I think there's 12. We have a pretty
26
large,
kids.
I think so. Yes.
Man, that is great. That is just totally great. 26 kids, Scholastic Bowl. So then when you have the actual, meet then, or the match, how many kids participate then on the team, like
Mr.
a lineup?
Mr. Gillespie is very good about getting everybody playing time in all of the matches. So normally we each get to play about a match total, so we'll each play a half.
Oh, okay.
But
when you have the actual match, how many people are?
On each team there is five.
Okay. All right. And it looks like then Scholastic Bowl practice. How does that work? I went down there a couple years ago, and I was pretty impressed. And they even let me participate a little bit, and I got a couple questions right even.
At Scholastic Bowl practice, we have usually one morning, one afternoon. The morning one is at 6:30 in the morning, and the afternoon one's about 3:45, and that one's tomorrow. We had our morning practice yesterday morning. And so we get there, we do some warm-up questions, just random knowledge questions, and then we go into a similar style of old questions from years past where we just answer them like we would in a meet.
All right. So then you have to be a little bit sad that it's nearing an end, right? Scholastic Bowl here. You got max, what, 2 weeks left if you get to state? Something like that?
Yeah, about 2 weeks it seems like. So, yeah, it's been.
What about, you know, putting that in perspective in all the good times you had doing it for 5 years?
I'm kind of bummed it's ending, but at the same time, I've had so much fun, and I'm excited for what's to come for the team, and I know that we're going to continue to have a good Scholastic Bowl team.
All right. Awesome, and we wish you the best of luck. Is it Monday, you said? Where's it at? Again, this regional?
Monday is regionals at Elmwood.
All right. So good luck to the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl team, and nice visiting with you. Keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor.